If we go to hell, it's because we chose to go there rather than go the other way. That's man's choice. When Jesus said that, you know, your father is the father of lies. Where your father goes, that's where you're going to go. Well, our Father is the Father of truth, the Father of light, the Father of life, the Father of love, the Father of hope for a future, the Father of grace and mercy. And God is merciful, and He doesn't want anybody to die and go to hell. But the truth is, many will, because they rejected. Look, it's not about trying to tell somebody you got to go to church. I remember one day I came out of Stewart's over here. There was another pastor there talking to a gentleman. He called me over, and I went over and talked to him. And he said, listen, I've been trying to talk to this guy for years about going to church. So I looked at him, and I said, well, I'm not going to tell you about going to church. I am going to tell you about going to Christ. You need to get saved. The church is a byproduct of those who get saved. Those who are walking with the Lord, it's a byproduct. It's not what they prove their salvation or anything. You can be saved without ever going into a church. But the church brings us together like we did this morning. We had an opportunity to pray for one another, to encourage one another, to build each other up. That's what church is all about, to be a place where we come and get edified, built up, and encouraged, and actually at times to do what God has called us to in ministry at some form. But it isn't to salvation. You don't get any points for going to church. You get saved by accepting the sacrifice that Jesus paid the price for your sin. Well, I'm not such a bad person. The Bible tells us that we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. You were born into sin, whether we like to admit that or not. But it's by the blood of Jesus Christ that we've been cleansed of all unrighteousness. The shed blood of Jesus has delivered us out of the bondages of sin and death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. We can rejoice and be glad. If this is real, even what He's given us, that small portion of what He gave us, if any one little part of that is true, can you imagine closing your eyes at the last moment on this earth, and the next moment you're in this pit where the stench is so horrendous you can't even breathe it in. Darkness is so encompassing it actually infuses into who you are. And the worst part of it is there's no hope for a future. There's no hope that, oh wow, if I just repent and come back to God, He'll forgive me. No. You've made your choice. It's too late now. Imagine having that. Especially, imagine if you were, proclaimed to be a Christian. You proclaimed it. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Look at me. I go to church all the time. I preach the gospel. I stood in front. Look at what he said in Hebrews. Verse 26. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to back up a little bit. Verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He consecrated for us through the veil, that is, His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, meaning Jesus, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold our hope without wavering. He who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' laws dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? If we continue in the lifestyle that we had before we came to Christ, knowing that Jesus has called us out of that old nature, that old way of living, and we willfully, now notice what he said, willfully, your will is, yes, Lord, I know what you want, I know what you said, but I'm going to continue to do it because I want to. What then? Is it God who says, sorry, we did by our willful rejection of God's word and his Spirit. We continually to live our life any way we want without even considering what God has said. We don't want to go there. We don't. Let's think about it. Let's pray about it. Oh, you mean my works is going to... No. But I will tell you this, without faith you can't please God. And the Bible says faith without works is dead. We can't claim to be righteous and live as if we are unrighteous. We can't continue in that vein, because eventually it's going to eat us up. And I will say this, like I said at the beginning, I will say this, I believe if you have been saved, if you have confessed with your mouth and believed with your heart the Lord Jesus Christ, that he took and died on that cross for your sins, paid the punishment for your sins, was buried in a tomb and rose on the third day and is seated at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. If that's you, then I believe with all my heart you don't willfully sin. I believe you make mistakes, or we want to call it that, or let's say you will sin by through temptation or weakness of the flesh at times or whatever. But it's not a continuous every day, I'm going to do it and I don't care what you say. That's not who you are. He is your master. He is your king. He's your Lord and your Savior. He's your Redeemer. He's the one who loves you and gave his life for you so that you don't have to go there. You don't have to. And like he said, if we have made that choice to live for Christ as Christ died for us, denying ourselves, picking up our cross, following him on a daily basis, if we have made that choice, then we should have the compassion for those who haven't yet made that choice, that we may share with them the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let this message in some way or other motivate you to share the good news with somebody this week. Don't look at them and say, well, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, too bad about you. No. God loves all people. He loves everyone. God is love, and he loves even the worst of the worst. He loves them. And that offer of salvation, the offer of keeping them out of hell, is open to everyone. But not everyone will accept it. And like he said, it's not our responsibility to convince somebody. It's our responsibility to tell somebody. And it's the Holy Spirit who does the convicting. When we work hand in hand with God, we will see many come out of the pit of hell. If you see a brother in sin, the Bible tells us, go to them. You actually could save them from the pit. Now, I'm not saying if you sin, you're going to hell. I'm not saying that. But if you willfully continue in that, I wouldn't go there if I was you. I try not to. I try to live a life that God wants me to live. And do I fail at times? Absolutely. I do, and I'm ashamed to say I do. by trust in the sacrifice of cross of Jesus Christ himself. If you're not sure what is sin, ask me, ask God. Ask God first. I'd rather you went to him first. Because he'll tell you. Well, I'm not sure. It's very clear. When you submit to God and do as he commands you to do, love God, love one another, you're going to find it's very simple to follow God. It's not confusing. It's not difficult. I'm not asking you to be afraid again. I'm not asking for that. Do I believe in the fear of God? Absolutely, 100% I do. Do I believe many aren't walking in that fear? Absolutely believe that. The gospel of Jesus Christ is true. He said it this way, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth," amen? It's not too late to repent. It's not too late to turn back to God. It's not too late to make him your first love again. Don't you ever, ever think it's too late. Your last breath, you're going to cry out, "God, save me." And I believe with all my heart God loves you enough to pull you right up out of the pit of hell. Well, I'll wait till then. Don't take that chance. You never know what your last breath will be. When I had that heart attack, I never thought I'd ever have a heart attack. You don't know. But God is able to keep you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's bow our head in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for this time. Father, help us, Lord.